Thank you all for clicking on my podcast today. I will read a statement. I have instituted this podcast today to address, once and for all, the river of accusations flowing from the statesmen and media organizations throughout this land we call Earth on a never-ending witch hunt in the days leading up to and following the date of June 11th in the calendar year 2007. As I have been relentlessly burned at the stake, while not only having not been gay, but while suffering from a condition to which I must spread my legs at a 160-degree angle in a futile effort to avoid covering my pants in toilet water. A condition that has haunted me to such an extent, I chose to plead guilty to a lesser charge in hopes of making it go away. I did not seek any counsel either from an attorney, staff, friends or family, or even passing acquaintances at bathhouses, as I am not gay, and that was a mistake, and I deeply regret it. Let me be clear. I am not gay. I never have been gay. Still, without a shred of proof or evidence to the contrary, the statesman has engaged in this witch hunt. For example, I would be inclined to think that if one were to be gay, he would surely document with photographic proof such practices as a Cleveland steamer, Cincinnati bow tie, Boston pancake, Birmingham booty call, or any other geographically named sex acts. Furthermore, while documenting such acts with photos or video cassette evidence, one would likely be careful to mask one's identity by covering all birthmarks and wearing either a Richard Nixon mask or even something as simple as a grocery bag with slots for seeing and revealing the orifice of the mouth. But I would not know of these practices without having to had researched them as a result of this witch hunt, because I am not gay. This statement will go up on my website today at craig.sinnott.gov. Thank you.